Hello and welcome to episode 312 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find me online at the new Daily Brainwave Facebook page. Email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Calendar Week by revisiting Stonehenge. Stonehenge has been the subject of Daily Brainwave scrutiny before, back in episode 105, as part of the Month of Wonders, which was a whole month-long look at the various wonders of the world. I didn't really spend much time talking about the henge itself, though, and now as we talk about time and calendars, it is a perfect chance. It's because a lot of people seem to think that Stonehenge is some sort of Neolithic calendar. Now, I'll start by reiterating what I said in episode 105. Modern pagans like to pretend that the Druids built Stonehenge and did it for astrological and cosmic reasons, and they look on it as a symbol of their Neo-Druidic religion. But time after time, archaeologists and historians have proven that the Druids of England's past had nothing to do with Stonehenge, despite all this modern mythology. Now that said, it doesn't mean that Stonehenge had no religious significance to someone. After all, stones weighing thousands of pounds, coming from hundreds of miles away, don't just appear in a nice neat formation in the middle of a field. On their own. Especially when you consider the technology that the builders of Stonehenge would have had in the 2000s BC. Now, modern Stonehenge is a mere shadow of its former self. Over the past 5,000 years or so, most of the stones of this henge are gone. They've gone missing, they've fallen, they've crumbled, they've eroded. Now, I use the word henge here, by the way, to emphasize something else that I brought up in episode 105, which is that Stonehenge was one of hundreds of similar circular monuments, all classified as henges. It's just the term for that type of monument. Plus, the word henge is a fun word. Henge. I bring up the stones missing from Stonehenge because their mere existence puts another popular myth to bed. Now today, hundreds of pagans, neo-druids, and New Age believers gather at Stonehenge to witness the solstices and equinoxes, when the sun rises perfectly through certain stones. They claim that the purpose of Stonehenge was to celebrate the celestial calendar in this way. Thing is, if you were to recreate Stonehenge in its original form, with all the stones back in place, all those missing stones, you wouldn't be able to see the sun rising from anywhere within the henge. All the big rocks would be in the way. They'd block the sun. You wouldn't be able to see it. So Stonehenge turns out to be a bit of a dud in our calendar week, because despite the popular mythology, Stonehenge really isn't a calendar. Yes, it does line up with the movement of the celestial bodies, but if the ancient Britons had actually wanted a way to mark time, it would have been more practical and a heck of a lot less work to make something much smaller, like a sundial. And there are smaller, more obviously calendar-like monuments spread around England from around the same time. At this point, most historians and archaeologists have left the calendar and astrological explanations long behind. And as human remains have been found at the monuments, it seems much, much more likely, in light of this recent evidence, that Stonehenge was a burial site. An important one, mind you, but a graveyard all the same. Man, you could write a big epitaph on one of those stones. Thanks for tuning in to episode 312 of the Daily Brainwave. Check us out on Facebook. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Make sure you tune in tomorrow when we take a look at the Chinese New Year.